Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Getaway Friday, December 30th, 2022. 13 coming up on 14 minutes past the hour, and 2022 is just about a memory. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do you have anything to say in regard to Bill Cosby, in regard to President Harding's grandson being on in the first hour this morning? Should he be included in the Harding home? Should his mother be included in the Harding home, I guess, is a question as well. All right. Go ahead, caller.
I'm just going to say a gun, either for an intruder or to go practice shooting.
You know, shotgun is on the list, interestingly enough.
I thought that's stupid, but I'm going to say it. And then I'm going to talk a little bit about Bill Cosby, and I'm going to do it fast.
Go ahead.
Okay. I got on my, it's not the far stick, it's that other thing last night. And there is 50 women that are around that. And then that old, I think it's Weinstein, he's got over 60. And that little girl that was 16, she got $500,000. And one lady, I don't think it's been settled, she's suing for $125 million. And right now, I think around Thanksgiving, now you have to check this because on the far stick it'll say 3 years ago or two. There's five right now that just sued him. And two of them are from his show. I think that last show, I don't know if it's The Cosby Show, Dr. Huxtable or what, because I never watched him. And the one they showed is young. I don't know if she'd even be 20. So people can look this up. And let me see what else. I sit here in the dark writing this stuff, so let me get it. So they said that some of them are settling out of court. And then something about the state and the federal government. I don't know what they can do. There's something there that they could do. Now let me get my notes here because I wrote. And then here's what... Here's what Obama said. He said, anybody that is giving, I guess he gave that drug, that rape, is that, what do they call that, Quaaludes or something, Quaaludes?
I believe so.
Yeah, he said, anybody that gives that in any country, that something rape that should not be tolerated, and Whoopi, she said, it sounds like so many's coming forward, she said something about, it looks like guilt to me. And then, let me see here. I've got little notes here and there. Now, they can get online and look this up. And it shows several of the women. And one of them, her son, I think he was young. I don't know if he was even 10. He died. And she said, took advantage. And then one had their dad dying of cancer. And they would go, you know, I guess, like, give his advice, talk to him. Now, let me see here. What else? And then in prison, he could have got out early if he acted remorseful. Was remorseful if he took a sex class and if he did something else, and he wouldn't do any of the three that they wanted him to do. And let me say, because I was on this. Now, let me see here. There is a show, here it is, on, his name is Brian Pitts, and I don't know what year this was, on ABC. And here's what they did, Scott. They showed his deposition. See, a couple years ago, we had a thing going down in my hometown where a couple had to give depositions, and they sent it to us. All of us that was on the court case got a copy of their depositions, and we could be there. And you can't lie. You get sent to prison. And guess what it had there? It had a paragraph. they asked him, did you give those, I don't know if I'm saying it right, those qualities to these, you know, people, whatever, to have sex? And guess what he said? Yes. Y-E-S. So you look that up, and then one of the, I don't know if he was like a lawyer or a prosecutor, he said to restore his legacy, he said, you can't separate his achievements from his dastardly acts of morality that he did. He said he'll take this to the grave. And I'm wondering, if he did 50 kids this way, I mean, I don't know, molested them or whatever, would anybody even talk to him at all? Because these women, there's no difference, really. He's no different than going in a house or grabbing somebody going down the street and raping them. There's no difference. But that's what I wanted to tell you. So you can go on. I don't know how many boxes, but I can't find anything about your, I'll have to go on and talk about your interview. I can't. But they said that there's five right now, I think, in New York. Now, Tennessee, if something happened there, or California, they have certain things where maybe they gave them a year. Every state is right. And I think these last five that just did this past Thanksgiving, I think they're all from New York. I don't know where his show came out of, New York or California or where. But two of them are from his show. I wrote Cosby's show. And I don't know if he had a second show, Huxtables or not. And then the other three, it didn't tell, but it showed some of the women they talked to. So it would be good for you to talk to some of those women. I'm trying to think. I think I covered it. So when you have him on, and I saw his printed, it said nobody was to get it, but when our depositions were done for our court case, it was all public. We could go to the courthouse and look at it. But the lawyer said us, we all got a copy of it, everything that was asked and things. So I didn't know if they can make those private. I didn't know they could. I always thought civil would be, they might give him his rights, that they couldn't prosecute him. But to me, they made a thing about it. They're going to find out who made it public, like that Roe versus Wade and stuff. And to me, we got a copy of the ones that gave depositions at our court set. We got, you know, whatever they asked them, the questions, we saw the answers and everything.
Well, I guess what I would say in regard, and I do understand why people don't like Bill Cosby. I get that. But what I'm saying is, what happened was, this woman, Constantine was her last name, she sued him because she said that he sexually assaulted her. Now, the prosecutor in that case wanted Bill Cosby to give a deposition. And Bill Cosby's lawyer said, no, he's not going to do that. And if he does, he's just going to plead the fifth, like President Trump did. President Trump went in and plead the fifth to every question in New York. So the prosecutor came in and said, well, wait a second, Mr. Cosby. If you do give us the deposition, we will never make it public. We'll seal it. We'll put a gag on it, and we will also never use it to prosecute you. The prosecutor made that deal, and that's why he gave...
That prosecutor could have even knew him, and maybe did that, because when another prosecutor comes in...
He did. I mean, that prosecutor is still alive.
I don't know if it was written or what it was and stuff, but to me, you look at his deposition, and he says, yes, he gave him those drugs.
Well, he did, right.
To rape them. So there's no question.
Well, I don't think...
It's like if somebody murders somebody 40, 50 years ago, and to me, this is the way I think, and they had a court date and they couldn't prove it. They knew he did it, and then last year they got all this modern stuff where they found out that this was his. And I know you can't try somebody twice for, like, a killing. To me, for that, you can. When you have the proof beyond a doubt, it's like people say get away with murder, but no, but he admitted on this deposition that he did that. They asked him.
No, I think he did admit that he gave women quaaludes, but I don't think he ever, matter of fact, I think he denied in that deposition that he ever raped anybody. I don't think he ever said, I raped anybody.
He's not going to. He had sex with them.
Right.
If somebody's unconscious, and some of them said they didn't know. So what would you call it? Why did he give him a drug? If they didn't want to sleep with him,
well, hey,
he
would have
had to bother him, but he knew.
Caller.
No, that's just the thing.
Hold on a second. Linda Sims has joined me here. She just brought up a very interesting point about the unconscious. Okay. Go ahead, Linda.
If they were unconscious, how did they know what happened?
Yeah, go ahead, Linda. I don't think she heard you.
I didn't hear because I got the mic.
Is the mic turned off there on the switch?
I don't hear her.
Hold on, we're gonna get this fixed here. Yeah. Well, let's see if this. Maybe we'll try it this way. Okay, give it a try now.
If someone is unconscious, can you hear it?
There we go. Now we got you.
Now, if a person is unconscious, how do you know what happened when you wake up?
Good question.
Yes, but it's illegal for him to even give him a drug.
But I'm saying if they were unconscious, how would they know he did anything to them?
Well, that I can't answer. But when he says that he did give them a drug for sex, look it up, for sex, that
is
raping them. They could not be, they were out. They could not say, yes, you could have sex with me, or no, you can't. He drugged them. So therefore, they have... whatever. And nobody drugs you. Why are you going to drug somebody just to sit and watch them? Are you going to rape them? Or are you going to take them uptown to the movies?
What is a quaalude?
Well, I do have a question here, and maybe I'm just dumb on this. If you meet a woman or a guy in a bar that you don't know, and they've been drinking heavily, which certainly is like a drug, it can make you pass out, forget what you're doing.
Yes.
Now, if you have a relationship with that woman when she's drunk and you know she's drunk, is that rape?
Yeah, they hold you liable for that.
I
don't know, but if you give them a drug, like the college kids that were spiking their drinks, the guys were, and stuff, and drugging them and having sex, yes, they got them for it. And another thing is,
so you're all for him being tried twice for the same crime.
It's illegal to give them a drug. Go look at his deposition. Bring up deposition and look at it. They ask him, did you give these women, whatever those quaalugs or whatever are...
Yes, he did admit to that.
Yes. And so you drugged them. They couldn't answer you. So what do you call it if it's not rape?
Well, no, listen. I'm not saying Bill Cosby did or did not. All I'm saying is... He would not have given this deposition had the prosecutor not told him, we're never going to release this, we're never going to use this to prosecute you, so will you answer these questions under oath?
Yes.
Well, but you can't then go back 10 years later.
No. They did it for that one case only. The other 48 or 49, it didn't concern them. They hadn't even been to court yet.
Right, but what I'm saying is...
Just one, and then the other one came in and said, no, all these other cases. The thing is, why are you going to get over a technicality when he did this to women? If he had molested all these kids, would you be standing up trying to protect him and saying, oh, well, the little kids are this and that? No.
No, I'm not...
He has no right to do that. I'm not trying to protect him at all.
All I'm saying is... I'm not defending... He spent nearly 3 years in prison.
And gave that one woman $3 million, so he's paid for that.
I mean, let's say he's paid out a lot of money, he spent nearly 3 years in prison, and his career is ruined.
You get shot, and you get $50 million, what's the difference? There should be a limit on this stuff. I think a police officer gets killed in the line of duty should be getting $20 or $30 million, and I think if he stays at the police department 10 years, he gets $300,000. He stays 20, he gets $600,000. He stays there 30 years, he gets $1 million. Let's start awarding these people that try to do right and not the criminals and all this stuff.
They
but no,
the
when
money
you have him on,
women.
I will not. I mean, it's everybody's thing. I mean, my neighbor could be a child molester. I might want to talk to him, and I might not want to talk to him. It's up to me.
Right, I guess what I
want to hear anything from Bill Cosby.
And that's everybody's opinion. I guess all I'm saying, and it goes without saying, nobody is saying that rape is okay.
No,
nobody's saying that giving somebody a drug is okay. All we're doing is trying to make the point that Bill Cosby gave this deposition that people are using against him under the pretense that it would never be seen. He would have never given it, if the prosecutor had not promised that. Now, I'm not saying that makes what Bill Cosby did right, but what kind of morals...
Somebody leaked it, like Wade and Roy. They can't even find out who did that.
Wait, now say that...
If nobody leaked that, they would never have said he admitted to giving them the drug and having sex with them. Nobody would ever know that.
Right, so
I... I'm saying when we had depositions done a couple years ago... I don't even know if the lawyer, if I sue somebody for an accident and I go to civil court, I don't think they can, unless they would do it, they would make it where nobody can see it. All I know is most of those cases, you can go look them up right at the courthouse. Or, and ours, the attorney said it to all 18 of us. We all got the two people's depositions. Every word was said. Was recorded, transcribed, etc.
Absolutely.
All
but what I'm saying is, President Trump.
I know
just
they promised him they did for that one case. That was the only case at that time that was going on.
Right, but
none
that's,
of the other 40 some were even going on.
Right, but
and California might have said, "Well, that's okay." New York would say, "No, that's not okay." And Pennsylvania, if he's from there, would have a different answer. That's what they said. All these women, it's all been different because some states allow this, some states allow that.
The deposition was given in Pennsylvania. The deposition was and also he was tried in Pennsylvania. That's the problem. He was not tried in another state. It wasn't leaked to another state. The deposition was given in Pennsylvania by a prosecutor. That prosecutor retired. The next prosecutor came in the same state on the same case, the Constantine case, and said, "Oh, wait a second. Check this out. This prosecutor who came in, who got the judge to open up this deposition in the same case, ran to get elected on I'm gonna get Bill Cosby. That's how he got elected."
Well, I can't say that. I wasn't there, and I don't know.
No, that's fact.
Look
that up. Look it up. He said, "I'm going to get this case. I'm going to get his deposition," which he knew was under lock and key.
You keep mentioning Trump. Now, you look at Obama through all his speeches since he's been in office, how he sniffs little girls' hair. He gets right up to them, practically kisses them. The one lady, he's got his hand wide open on her stomach, where if you were pregnant, it would be.
I thought that was biting.
If we put our hand on a man's butt or stomach, we probably would have got it. You watch him. That's all he does. And stuff.
Well, I'm not saying any of it's right. All I'm saying
Biden admitted it. So it's like somebody goes and kills my daughter and something, and they know they did it, and a little technicality, and well, somebody can always fight something. They get off. No, he admitted he did it. So I don't care. I just don't. To me, I just don't want anything more to do with it.
Well, no,
one of them could have been my daughter. One of them could have been my mother or something, and he drugged them. You cannot drug anybody for any reason. Give them a pill. You can't give anybody an aspirin. They could sue you.
No, I'm not saying...
I had aspirin at work, and one girl had a headache or something. I was going to give it or something, and they said, "No, you're not allowed." I mean, even if it's prescription, you'll go to jail for that. But no, don't give them because they might be allergic and something, and they die where you'll get... So no, you don't give anybody anything like that. He's smart enough, he knows it. If he did this really 50 times, no. But that's what they're saying. Nobody, as far as I could see, nobody had anything good to say. Even Obama and that Whoopi. She said, "This looks like guilt. And CNN, I was really surprised. I don't know what year it was, the way they were talking about him. And then Bush, they want to take that medal, some kind of medal, I didn't write that down, that they gave him. All the doctorates, the universities were taking that back, and they were taking all this stuff back that they had given to it. So I don't know. It's up to the person. It's just like if I want to, you know, free speech. It's, you know, like I said, if there was a molester that lives next door and I want to talk to him, I can talk to him. But if the other people don't want to talk to him, it's your right to do what you want.
Well, no, I appreciate your homework and your passion. No, I appreciate it. I appreciate your homework.
I don't come over very well because your show's the only one that I've ever talked to.
No, you're good. You're fine.
No, opinions.
Hey, listen.
I just listen to my mouth. I just listen.
No.
But no, when somebody does something wrong, you have the gall to do it. Then you have the gall to take the whatever. You murder somebody, don't sit there and they saw you do it and say, "No, I didn't do it." Have the gall. Stand up and take it. You know, take it like a man. Take it.
How much should they take, though? That's the point.
Well, I appreciate... Hey, thank you for calling, and I appreciate the opinion.
I want to hear other people.
Babe. Yes, let's hear.
I'm not looking him up anymore. I'm not interested anymore. I'm done with it.
Thank you. All right. Phone lines are open. If the line was ringing busy, you can just buzz in. 740-383-9944. And as you can see, this brings out a lot of passion in people. And I understand that. Linda Sims has joined me here. We're going to bring her in on this conversation momentarily. But again, the phone lines are open. If it's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. 740-383-9944. But let me just clear up here again. Let me make, because I don't want this misconstrued in a different way. Nobody here is saying that rape is okay.
No, nobody
is saying that giving somebody a drug in their drink is okay.
No, it's not.
Nobody's defending Bill Cosby. All I'm saying is factually, he was given a deposition that he would have taken the fifth on in this case. And the prosecutor in Pennsylvania said, we will never make this public. The judge agreed, we'll never make this public. 10 years later, a different prosecutor who ran on the idea of putting Bill Cosby in prison got the judge to open that deposition, and that's why he was put in prison, that's why he was convicted, and that's why it was overturned, and that's why he was let out of prison. So if you're angry that Bill Cosby's a free man today because you think he did something, well, talk to that prosecutor and that judge who opened up that deposition when that was illegal to do. And the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania are the people who said it was illegal for you to do that.
Right.
And the Supreme Court let him out of prison. Mm-hmm. It wasn't his lawyers. They don't have the power to let him out of prison.
No.
It was the Supreme Court. So that's the facts. That's all I'm saying. I don't know what he did with women. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Right.
That's all I know. 740-383-9944. So, Linda, you listened to the interview that now, apparently, according between YouTube and our website, has over possibly 4 to 5 figures in 2 days have hit this interview.
All right.
It's been on Entertainment Tonight Canada, Vanity Fair Magazine, Variety, The Hollywood Reporter, Fox News, all the Columbus television stations, television and radio stations all across the country, the Huffington Post.
Really?
And here we are, a little digital station that isn't nothing, I guess.
WGH Talk on the map.
On the map, but all for this interview. Now, the question is, and again, anybody can weigh in. We're going to talk about this today. 740-383-9944. Should he have been put on the air at all? Because that was a question Wednesday morning.
Why not?
That's my... I don't understand why he should not be put on the air, because clearly a bazillion other news sources felt it was news, so why wouldn't we feel it was news?
Bill Cosby is a celebrity, and it is news, no matter what he was convicted of, no matter that he did time. Charles Manson was also a celebrity for killing that horrible killing. You know, he never got out of prison, though, but people still looked up to him and talked about him. Not trying to compare him with Bill Cosby, but all the hype that comes, you know, up with Charles Manson, all the hype of Bill Cosby, because he did give us an example of a family, you know, for years. He had this long-running series, you know, The Cosby Show. And a lot of people looked up to him.
Well, here's a question I have. O.J. Simpson was found not guilty in the murder trial.
Right.
So, would it be okay to have O.J. Simpson on? Because I guess I don't understand the difference. Because at this point, Bill Cosby was let out of prison.
Right.
His conviction was overturned.
Overturned.
So, what crime has he been convicted of?
Well, none.
None. So, what is... I don't know where he gets in the same category as Harvey Weinstein, who has been convicted.
Mm-hmm.
And why were people like Matt Lauer and Charlie Rose, who were accused of very similar things, why were they not put on trial?
Right. What's the difference if it's the same crime?
So I'm confused on the whole thing. I guess my point is clearly what Bill Cosby had to say was news, and there you go. And again, phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. Now, the big news story out of that interview had nothing to do with women. It had to do with him saying he was going to go back on the comedy tour in 2023. So the question now is, are people going to come?
Ooh. Does everybody have attitudes thinking that he was convicted of a crime, that he actually did rape these women? Why should he be allowed out of prison? Why should he be allowed on the show? Why should he be allowed out, period, right?
I think that's the question. Man. Yeah. I think that's the question people are asking at this point.
And I'm like, how much time does a person think in their mind does it take to punish a person? Even if he was, say, the verdict was guilty. Okay. How long should you punish him? He's been in prison for, what, three and a half years?
Yeah.
And this lady who accused him, I think he paid her years ago, like $3 million, you know. And I just felt like people was coming back for more money. But, you know, I may be wrong. I'm not sure.
Well, I'm just not sure when
How do you punish a person like that, and how long?
Well, I'm just not sure of this cancel culture that we're in, where you don't even give the person airtime. Well, you don't give them airtime. You don't even... Because, you know what? Again, if you don't like Bill Cosby, and you think he did these things, you don't have to listen to that interview.
True.
You know, I'm sure there are interviews that people come on that people don't like. How can you like everything?
Or
so,
you don't.
So you don't listen to that particular one.
Right.
But why should you not give the person a shot to speak?
I agree.
I mean, maybe that's my confusion on the whole thing. Is why should he be banned, canceled, from everything when people...
Outcast.
Yeah, when people like Charles Manson, when people like... Sam Shepard, Dr. Sam Shepard up in Cleveland. They're not banned forever. Bill Clinton.
Oh, yeah. The president in the White House.
So I guess I'm confused
discretion.
On how we make these delineations on who should be banned and who should not be banned.
Or who should be prosecuted and who should not be prosecuted.
Right. Right. I mean, apparently Bill Cosby did well by us. Now, you can like Bill Cosby or hate Bill Cosby, but it's the most listened to interview of 2022 on this station. So what does that say about the public? You listen to it.
Right. They wanted to hear what he had to say.
They wanted to hear what he had to say, and maybe that's the biggest point in this whole thing.
Yes, and he didn't say I did it, so maybe people are upset about that.
Well, now, it also brings up the other question, which I was having with our caller there. When you give a deposition under the pretense that it is not going to be made public, and then it is made public, I mean, is that all?
That wasn't okay, though.
Well, that's what happened.
Yeah. There should have been some repercussions behind that. How dare you go... And turn over documents like that are supposed to be sealed and confidential. How is that possible?
Well, it's not, and that's why he was let out.
Right.
But
the judge
allowed
it, you said, right?
The judge allowed it, but the Supreme Court, when it got to them, said, no, you should not have done that.
That's true. What is private and confidential, then?
Well, I still don't know how that was done. And I don't know why. If you had enough evidence against him to put him in prison, why did you have to break the law and unseal this document to do it?
Right. Good question.
And can Bill Cosby really get a fair trial in America? Who doesn't know these stories now? I mean, where are you going to get a jury that isn't swayed by what they've heard?
I don't think so. I really don't think he would be... privileged to a trial that was not against him.
And that's his right.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you got any opinions, we'd love to hear them. And also on the idea, would you go see Bill Cosby? Because that's the whole story this week. It's not about the women. It's about if he does go out on the comedy tour in 2023, would you go see him? If he was down here at the Palace Theater, which he was in 2001, would you go see him? He packed it twice, same day, back in 2001.
I would like to go see him, yeah.
Well, see, you would go see him, mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, do you think there would be groups that would picket it?
Possibly. It's kind of hard to imagine in Marion, Ohio, though, but who knows?
Well, do you think people would interrupt the show? Would they yell out? Would they...
You would have some of that.
So, but I imagine they would have pretty high security in a situation like that.
They probably would have to.
So there you go. That's the story. 740-383-9944. If you have an opinion on it, we would love to hear it because it is an ongoing conversation here, and it certainly was big for us this week, but it all does come back in the end to this man, and I think it's hard to believe with Bill Cosby because he was this clean comic, never used profanity. He had the number one show for 5 years in the 80s, over 30 million people watching the show every week. That's unheard of. Mm-hmm. And he did donate so much money to colleges and scholarships and was given so many awards of prestige, so many honorary doctorates, and then to find out that maybe he had a past that was not exactly on the up and up. And I think that's a hard pill for people to swallow, and I think that's why they're particularly angry with Bill Cosby.
No one's perfect. We all have something we may want to hide and not come to the surface. Let the perfect man stand up, right? He that is without sin.
Right. Well, I guess the question comes again. Why were these women around Bill Cosby?
Money.
Well.
Not only money, but trying to be stars and, you know, he can open doors for me. And.
Well, what does that say about them?
Some women do anything to be famous, to be popular.
Well.
Like men.
I don't know. To me, if somebody did that, I don't think any amount of money would make it okay.
No. But to some, yeah. Give me a start. I need a start in life. Maybe I hear about this party going on, and there are some celebrities there. My girls and I get together, put on our best gear. We're on our way. Right?
Well, but are you using Bill Cosby if you're doing that?
Of course. Of course, and whoever else may be there, you know, whoever you could sway your way.
And, you know, how was he slipping these things in people's drinks? How, to me, that's always been a mystery to me. And how did it stay hidden for so many years? I mean, some of these cases dated back to the 60s.
I know. That's what I was saying. If you are completely out of it and you really don't know what happened to you, what was going on, how did you know what happened to you when you became conscious? How would you know?
Well, I don't know. What was he doing?
Not unless they woke up and caught him in the very act of things, you know? I mean,
He didn't carry them up to a room, did he?
I have no.
I mean, don't you think if somebody saw Bill Cosby carrying a woman unconscious up to a hotel room that somebody would say something?
You'd think so. And like you said, all these women 30 years ago, why did it take so long?
Well, you know, I don't know. I just have questions that I would like to have answered. But again, I don't. We put murderers on television. We did it with Charles Manson every time you turned around. But people take particular offense to Bill Cosby, and I guess I'm not quite sure why that is.
And like you opened up and said, because he put on this perfect I guess, example of a man and a family man and a comic and clean cut and all that. And just to hear something like that about him tarnished his reputation with people.
Well, I think it did have a lot to do with the fact that he was, you know, America's father and all this. And then all of a sudden he was a rapist.
Yeah.
Right. That'll spin you around.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, again, phone lines are open, and we do appreciate our first caller this hour because passion is good.
Yes.
And opinions are good, and that's what we want to hear. So, feel free to call in 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We would be glad to hear anybody's opinion on this. Nobody's going to argue with you. We're not going to jump on you. Because, to be honest with you, I don't have an opinion on the thing. The only opinion that I have on this whole thing is I don't think you should ever gag anybody, no matter what they do, because I think their story is interesting. Mm-hmm. How are we ever going to get... I mean, look at this deposition. How are we ever going to get to the truth of anything if we don't do interviews? Isn't that what the media is supposed to do?
Yes.
I mean, we report on murders. We report on shootings. We report on child abuse. Why in the world would you not report on the Bill Cosby case?
You would. Because a lot of people did not think that that whole issue would have been overturned. People were in shock. People had already, you know, given him the knife. You know, well, he's gone. He did this and that, and he's out of the way now, hopefully forever. And people feel like that.
Well, now the big question is, did it have anything to do with race? That's been a question as well.
Race always plays a part.
Do you think it played any part in Bill Cosby?
Well, I guess you would look at the same type of crime, which I think you have already looked at, and what was the treatment? How were they treated compared to a black man being charged or, you know, charged for the same things? But you say he wasn't charged. He was suspicious of these acts.
Right. I'm not sure exactly what the... I know it was inappropriate relationship with women. Mm-hmm. Certainly Matt Lauer, certainly Charlie Rose, they lost their jobs for it.
Right. They just lost their jobs. They didn't have to go to prison.
No.
Oh, okay.
And Al Franken lost his position in the Senate, but, you know.
I remember that. I do.
Bill Clinton got impeached, but he stayed.
But, right. And he still...
Trump got impeached, but he stayed.
And he admitted point blank what he did.
So, what do you do?
So, does race play a part in that, you think?
I don't know. That's a question I think that somebody should talk about. I think that's interesting.
Of course.
So, again, if you have any point you'd like to make on this, it is important to hear your opinions. That's why we open up the phone lines. That's why we like to talk to people, because I think opinions like that are very, very important. 740-383-9944. And we should mention that we did get a final answer to our Family Feud earlier on today. It was named something in a person's closet that only comes out on special occasions. Number one was suit. Number two was dress. Number three was jewelry. Number four was dress shoes. And number five was a shotgun. Now, which one of these things is out of place?
Hopefully the shotgun.
Shotgun's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, in the closet.
So, you know, there we go.
Special occasion.
Now, as we get here, Linda, to New Year's Eve tomorrow, what do you make of this year, 2022?
Going out with a bang? A blizzard?
What a mess that was.
Yes.
Because can you imagine, though, 1 week ago today, we were all hunkered in, plowed in, 7 below, snow falling, wind chills, people losing their heat.
35 below wind chills.
35 below, and here we are this week, 57 degrees, raining, snow all gone pretty much. Boy, what a difference a week makes.
I know, unimaginable, isn't it?
Well, it is that all happened in a week. Once that temperature changed, it really just whipped it right out of here.
Yes, Yes.
But we had a cold, 4 days?
Yes, and the coldest Christmas Eve and Christmas Day in history, I think, for like 200 years, maybe.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
But, you know, I wonder, I look back on it now, what kind of hamper did it have on people's holiday?
I think it had a big hamper on it, because a lot of people had to cancel. Just like my family and I, we finally just came together yesterday to celebrate Christmas. I think that has been going on all week, you know, because people just couldn't get out.
Yeah, I think that's right. It was tough for a lot of people.
And not only that, that was the third year. 2 years of COVID.
COVID.
A lot of plans were canceled. So this would make the third year that Christmas was almost canceled. Well, you can say in a way it was canceled. So I'm looking forward to the new year. It will come with new challenges. It will come with new blessings. But I'm just looking forward to what it's going to bring. Now, January and February are still two of our coldest months and very famous for heavy snowfalls. So what does this prelude to winter say about the rest of the winter? Even though we're in the, 50 to almost 60 degrees.
Going, the year's going out on a high note.
Yes. What about 2 weeks from now, in January, we get another... Blizzard of 78.
Yeah, but you know what? It's not on the day before Christmas Eve. I think that was the real kick in the pants.
Yes.
You know, if it happens in January, big deal. You usually don't have family plans.
You expect it, right? Yeah.
Yeah, for that to happen the day before Christmas Eve, it threw people into a tangent.
Yeah.
Plans were canceled. Plans were altered. Things didn't happen that always happen. Church services... parties. It was awful in that way. You know, that doesn't happen in January or February.
No, you're right. You're right. It doesn't mean that much if we do have that type of weather. But I'm like, it could be way worse than what we, you know, experienced last week. It could be. And you know, every winter people put up the Blizzard of 78 on Facebook. It's like they want us to come back.
They love talking about that Blizzard of 78.
They do. Like, wow, this is worst storm we ever had. We would like to have another one like it come back. You know, God forbid.
How many people died in that storm?
It was quite a few. I think it was over 50 from where it started and where it ended. But you're talking about 6 feet of snow, cars buried. You could only walk in the street. You couldn't walk on the sidewalks. Nothing was in the grocery stores.
You know, people have always talked about that blizzard, and they always talked about it was the drifting that caused the problem. It was the drifting, the winds. And I always thought, well, you know, how can that really change a storm so badly? Well, after last week, I saw it.
Yes. Witnessed it, huh?
Yeah, because I don't know how much snow we got total in accumulation, but the drifting drove that thing into a horrible, horrible mess.
Yes, it did. It sure did. Woo, bone.
Oh,
bone cold.
And the cold. You know, and that's what they kept saying. It was the four components that made it awful. It was the temperatures below zero. It was the winds that were blowing 40 miles an hour. It was the fact that we did get a snowfall. You know, all that together and at the same time, and the temperatures themselves being below zero, that caused that to be a terrible storm. If any one of those things would have happened, it would not have been as bad.
True.
But the fact that they all happened in 4 to 6 hours, it really caused a big problem.
Right. And you know, that was the same context the Blizzard of 78 had those components too. But the snowfall was massive. It was massive.
And I think that, absolutely made it worse. But you know, what really worried me, here we are in 2022, people's power went out, people's heat went out. People had the same issues that they had back in 1978.
That's true.
It goes to show you all this technology 40-something years later does not really stop it from happening.
No.
And it still happens.
It still happens. Some things have not changed as far as our heating source or our water source, you know.
Oh, how many stories did we hear of pipes bursting?
Yeah, my daughter's still dealing with that at her place. She was my guest.
Yeah, yeah.
For the past week, right.
I mean, I guess that says something, because when is the last time that heat and pipes burst in Marion, Ohio? So it tells you how awful that storm was.
Yeah, because the courthouse.
The courthouse's pipes have burst.
Yes.
And how long has the courthouse been there? When's the last time their pipes burst?
That was in the 1800s, right? When it was built?
Either 8 or early 19. It's been a little, it's an old building.
Yeah, 100 years old. Up to the fourth floor, they've had water damage.
Right.
That is like first two floors, like 2 inches of water.
And I guess there's no way to fix this.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So.
Water is damaging. Very damaging.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Wow.
So it's very interesting. We're going to have a whole interesting, because we need to talk about President Harding. He was on this morning, or President Harding's grandson, he was on this morning.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. We'll talk a little more about Bill Cosby, because people seem to have that on their chest this morning.
Okay.
And that's done well for us, again, here at this station. So, we thank Bill Cosby for coming on, but whatever your opinions are of him, they're your opinions, and we're not trying to change them. And nobody's saying that Bill Cosby's innocent. We weren't there.
Right.
We would be in no place to say of his guilt or his innocence, but again, that's, I guess, on a whole different plane. How can anybody speak to somebody's guilt or innocence if you're not there?
You can't. It's just speculation.
So why are people inclined to believe that Bill Cosby did this? Is it the number of women that came?
It's the number of women, and not only that. He went to prison.
Well, he did.
Yes. Okay, so that's saying, okay, he was guilty. He went to prison. But how did he get out of prison? People were upset about that.
Well, because the prosecutor and the judge opened up a deposition that was supposed to be closed. And that's what happened with that one. Now, remember, you can always listen to this station online, WWGH1071.com, or by downloading the free TuneIn app on any mobile device, that's smart television, Roku, Alexa, Google Dot, whatever device you have in your house, tablet, you can listen to this station, smartphone. It's the only way to go. And, by the way, if you go to YouTube now and search Bill Cosby and WGH, you can hear the Bill Cosby interview in its entirety.
Yes,
at this particular point. It's a fascinating listen.
It was good. Very good.
All right. Listen, we're going to be back with Linda and possibly another guest in the studio here for our exchange roundup in about 15 minutes. Don't you dare switch the dial.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place, from broadcasting legends Charlie Evers and Mary Ann Michaels.
Alexander Hamilton is going off the $10 bill in 5 years. So long, Alexander.